So it's very important that we, whatever we do with prayer and in love. If you cannot do it in love, don't do it. All that you do must be done in love. If it cannot be done in love, don't do it. Do you know this verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 16? And verse 14. Let all that you do be done in love. A-L-L. Let all that you do be done in love. For many years, I think for about 30 years, I've had that verse framed up in a big wall plaque in my house. Let all that you do be done in love, to remind me all the time. I have a couple of other verses also in my house. If you fear God, you need fear nothing else. I've told the story once of a local city official who came to my house to try and frighten me. He wanted a bribe from me, saying, "We have a question about the taxes you're paying for your house. We think you have not given a correct dimension of your house and you're not paying enough tax." I said, "Sir, we have given the correct dimension and I always pay the correct taxes." "No, no, no, there's a question about it and I'll have to deal with this. And I know these techniques. They want some money." Say, "Okay, well, here's the money, keep quiet about it." But I was absolutely right, so I was not afraid. Then I said, "Sir, you see this verse on top of my head? If you fear God, you need fear nothing else. This is how I live all my life. God bless you." He went away, never came back for the last 30 years. I don't think he'll ever come back. Now, I'm not saying you put that verse to frighten away city officials. Live in the fear of God. The other verse I have is, if you love God, He will make everything work for your good. I wish the thieves who came to my house would have read that, but they probably don't know English. Others, they would have seen, they're doing me some good now. I believe that. There's never been a person till today, believe me, who's been able to harm me. Never. Not one person alive has been able to harm me today. Whatever they try. Whatever they try. It has always worked for my good. Mistakes that doctors have done in trying to treat me have worked for my good. Believe it or not, I have no complaint against the doctors who made mistakes in some treatment of mine. No. You think God was not watching when the doctor was doing that? What a lot of complaints people have against doctors. "Oh, he gave me the wrong medicine," or "the surgery messed up." Brother, your problem is not the doctor. Your problem is you don't love God. You're not called according to His purpose. That's your problem. Don't blame that fellow. If you have a complaint against a single human being, I'll tell you the reason. You're not enduring in love. You don't love Jesus with all your heart. That's all. That's the reason. At least from today onwards, stop all your complaints against people and say, "Lord, the problem is that I don't love you. And so all things are not working for my good." Why blame him? Why blame pickpockets and thieves and crooks and those who harm you or take you to court or try to hurt you or hurt your children? "Lord, I love you. I have no desire to live on this earth for anything but to fulfill your purpose and your will for my life. Tell me who can harm me." Either that or you don't believe the word of God. If you don't believe the word of God, I'll tell you, take the Bible and tear it up and throw it in the trash can. Give it to the garbage man. Don't keep it there as a holy book on your table and you don't even read it and you don't believe it. That's disfooling people. It's fooling people, keeping the Bible as a holy book there for everybody to see and you don't read it, you don't believe it. No. Throw it away. Believe it and obey it. Otherwise, it's useless. And then you will see in every situation, God is in control. So these are the two or three verses I have in my house. And for many years I had another verse, Galatians 1:10, "If I seek to please men, I cannot please be a servant of Christ. That's now written in my head. I had it in my sitting room for years. If I seek to please men, I cannot be the servant of Christ. And it's drilled into my head. I will never in my life to seek to please any man. I will not even seek to please my fellow elders. No. I'm willing to speak the truth to my fellow elders in India. If they get hurt, they get hurt. But I'll speak it in love, that's for sure. If I don't speak it in love, I'll go home and repent. But if I speak it in love, sometimes open rebuke is better than secret love. And the Bible says in the Psalms that one way to pour the anointing oil upon people's heads is by smiting them. Have you read that verse in the Psalms? Let the righteous smite me. It is like oil on my head. Yeah, so sometimes we have to do that, but never anything not in love. I believe when Jesus used the whip, he used it in love, so that those fellows who were making money would wake up and not go to hell. I hope some of them repented after Jesus used the whip. Always his aim was to save people. Whether he forgave the adulteress or used a whip, his aim was always, got to save this person from the deception of the devil. So love is very strong sometimes. It's not a wishy-washy saying nice things. Firm. You can't be a good elder if you don't have grace and truth. If you don't see the kindness and the severity of God. Both. But that's one thing the Lord showed me once in Isaiah 61. About the kindness and the severity of God. Isaiah 61, we read, this is the verse that Jesus quoted when he spoke in the synagogue in Nazareth in Luke chapter 4. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Isaiah 61:1, because he's anointed me to bring the good news to the afflicted and so on. And verse 2, listen to this. To proclaim two things. The year of favor and the day of judgment. 365 days of favor, one day of judgment. God is loving 365 times more than he is judging people. That's what I see in that verse. He has called me to proclaim 365 days of favor. And in the church, I want to proclaim 365 days of favor and one day of judgment. That's the proportion. It's not just God is kind and God is severe. God is 365 times more kind than he is severe. That's what I see in that verse. It's not 50-50. So that must be like that in my life. We're not usually like that. Usually most of us begin with 365 days of severity and one day of kindness. How is it with your children? Ask them whether you're more severe or kind. There must be kindness and severity, otherwise you're not a good father or mother. But kindness is the basis on which we can be strict. That's if you really love a child and the child has seen your tremendous love and compassion, one day when you correct it and spank it, you know what it'll do after you've spanked it? It'll come and hug you. I would always pray with my children after I punish them in some way. Because I say, my dear boy, you've sinned against God, not just me. We must ask his forgiveness. So, love is strong. Let all that you do be done in love.